lot of that has to do with the job, but what we found was is that 35% of those pages are actually unnecessary. They said they either throw them away or recycle them the same day they print them. And kind of tied with that is that 92% of the respondents said that they print more than they need to every day.
Why do they do that? Did they say why, or does it even matter?
Well, I don't know that it really matters. There were some elements that we captured on why they print as much as they do. And some of it had to do with, you know, they had to get signatures on pieces of paper, or maybe they had to put the paper into a paper file. But we also know that a lot of times people will print information that will go to the printer, and maybe they realize they printed the wrong version of something, or maybe they had to update it, and so they print another copy of it. And so the previous copy, obviously, they didn't need to print, and so they end up throwing that away.
I see. So there's a lot of wasted paper. There's a lot of wasted stuff out there.
It seems. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities to save and certainly reduce. We found that through this study, as well as through some of the work that Lexmark has done with our federal customers in analyzing their environments and helping them with ideas on how can they save money and reduce printing.
Now, when you talk about 7,200 pages a year and you talk about wasted paper, are we talking hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars?
Well, what we end up finding is when you run the numbers is $440 million worth of savings opportunity that exists out there. So the amount of money spent on printing itself is over $1.3 billion. And then if you can drive $440 million in savings from that, that's a pretty significant opportunity.
Okay, so we're talking in the billions then. How can we fix this? How can this be fixed? Is this a mindset that has to change, or is there technology out there to help?
Well, there's a combination of things. There is technology that can help, but it also involves changing habits and policies. And so it really starts with creating a strategy that will define, you know, sort of how you print, why you print, what restrictions you might want to implement for printing, but then put the technology in place that will enable the employees to actually be able to print less. So the capabilities around duplex printing, around being able to capture paper-based information electronically, either through scanning and then routing it electronically. Those types of capabilities are important. But the real important thing is having a strategy then that defines all of those parameters and then managing that strategy to some type of performance metrics so that you can measure over time the success, the reduction of paper, the monetary savings.
Like a guideline. There are no real guidelines in place.
That's right. We found in the respondents that 89% indicated that there were no print policies in place or guidelines, as you say, within their agencies.
Would that onus then lie with the agencies and the managers and the office managers, or would there be one big standardized guideline for the entire federal government, and then, you know, the different agencies can use that as a template to match their needs? How would that work?
Well, I think it works. It works better if each agency and sometimes each department develops a strategy. Usually at the agency level, it would work the best. And one of the things Lexmark does as a free service for government employees is that we will actually come in and conduct what we call a workshop, which will actually help them define what kind of guidelines and strategies and technologies they might want to implement in order to achieve the best savings and have the most efficient environment to operate under.
So give us a for instance. What's a typical walkthrough if you were to go to an office and see some wasted areas?
Typically what we do is, you know, we would conduct the workshop and then identify some priority areas. And then when we do the walkthroughs or the discoveries, as we call it, we identify the type of information being printed, why people are printing, the kinds of capabilities they have around the office. So we look at print capability, copy capability, scanning, and faxing, all four of those areas. And then we come back and make recommendations and give them a baseline of here's what you're printing today, here's the cost you're spending today on your whole printing environment and operation, and then we give them a recommendation for a future optimized state and give them the cost savings they could achieve by moving from their current state to the future state. So they kind of have a built-in business case, an ROI, and a plan to move from today to the future.
Okay, so managers who might be listening to this thinking, I have no idea how to even begin to start a plan, you can help them with that.
That's correct.
Then once they get the plan in place, there is a mindset that has to change. I mean, just because you have the guidelines and just because you have the technology doesn't mean somebody's not going to accidentally hit print.
That's exactly right. And just like anything else you try to do as far as being more efficient, it always requires some level of change management. I think in the survey, in the government printing report, there is an indication where that change management might not be as difficult as one might think, because there were 64% of the respondents indicated that they recognized that they could print less. So I think there's a recognition out there among the employees that if policies were to be implemented, they would probably be more able to adopt them than other types of programs. There's also some kind of technical capabilities you can put in place. Several of our customers have adopted a strategy of using your ID card to release your print job after you get to the printer. So if you accidentally print something, or let's say you printed the wrong version of something, or you changed it after you printed it, you could actually then walk up to the printer and only have it print the version that you want to keep and not print the other version.
I know that your specialty is with working with federal agencies and the federal government, but do you find this is endemic to the federal government? Is this also an issue in the private sector?
Yes, we find it an issue across the board. So commercial and government both have the same type of opportunities for reducing the amount they print and putting strategies in place. Everybody's different, and we find some pockets are worse than others. But it's pretty the 35% savings opportunity that we think we have in the federal government is pretty indicative of what we find across the board.
And this is not just paper, but it's paper and it's ink and it's wear and tear on the machines and it's energy to run the machines, the cost of storage. Is that right?
Absolutely. So total cost of ownership, usage, maintenance, service, the whole thing.